This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's 3 o'clock on Dukes and Bell.
I find it interesting.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It is Dukes and Bell on a Wednesday. NBA drafts tomorrow. What? Yeah, NBA draft. I'm not necessarily overly excited about it because...
We're picking 20.
Yeah, but in years past, we were building this nucleus. And that started with John Collins, and then we had the Herter and Trey, and... You just keep building. And Cam Reddish, who allegedly is on the trading block, or at least they're listening to offers, according to Chris Kirshner. But
they better not.
Well, listen, you always listen to offers.
Well, I got reintroduced to the man. I forgot what he even looked like, Carl, when he came on the floor against the Bucks, to be straight with you.
I know, man. I think most Hawks fans are like, no. And remember, they keep saying to us, and I'm saying the fan base, he's got the most upside. Like, at the end of the day, 4 or 5 years from now, he's going to be a guy that we go, man, can you believe how good Cam Reddish is?
They even said he had more upside than Zion on draft night, some guys were saying. Remember that? Of all the guys coming out, especially from Duke.
His shooting ability. I mean, Zion's not a great shooter. He's a great slasher and finisher. Cam's always had that shooting thing. So, either way, they're listening, allegedly. But I'm not overly excited simply because the nucleus for us needs to get more experience. We don't need to get younger. So... I'm not dissing anybody that we're going to pick. I hope we pick the best talent, and I hope the guy comes in here and battles. But that individual, whoever it is going to be tomorrow at 20, if we keep the pick, is not getting any playing time. Not based on this team right now and the makeup of this team and the guys we have coming back. And that's not even the moves that haven't been made yet through what we're going to see Travis Link try to improve this team with, Mike. So, and that's not going to be a rookie. So those guys are going to be guys that can come help you, like Bogey and Gallo. And, we spent a lot of money last year, but I don't think this is going to be that kind of impactful draft for us.
Well, I mean, like I said, I don't want to be prisoner of the moment with Cam, but but there was a couple of games like, wow, he can jump out of the building. He's got arms like Dr. Octopus. You know what I mean? This is a guy that can really bring some things that we needed to this squad. In case you're wondering, guys, if you've reading the same mock drafts that Carl and I just looked at CBS Sports and SI, the name Cameron Thomas, Carl, keeps popping up, shooting guard from LSU. 19-year-old, a freshman, 6'4", and for what it's worth, I mean, it'll be interesting to see what the plan is, but they would want to get an athletic, younger guy that's really, they can score. I feel like Hubie Brown. They can score the basketball. That would be the backup for Trey.
Skylar Mays was from LSU last year, I think, the second pick. Here's the deal, though, Mike. Outside of the first 4 or 5 picks from the guys I've been talking to in the NBA, this is a project draft. And what I mean by that is guys are going to come, play in your G League, play at the end of your bench. They'll get minutes, some of them. But you're not getting an impactful player. Now, there's always surprises, okay? There'll always be a guy who they pick, 25th, 32, whatever it might be, and he pans out in the NBA and it's a lot better than people expected. But generally speaking, where we're picking, we're not getting the kind of impact player where he comes in and all of a sudden he's averaging, 10, 15 minutes a game. That's not happening in this situation.
But, again, if you were able to trade Cam, as you said earlier, and then you get somebody who's a real impactful player, it's all kind of the flow chart from, the trade with Luka, as far as, what we got and what puts us in the playoffs. All I know is, guys, I like DeAndre Hunter, I like Cam, but I think it is fair that we've got to be able to see these guys play full seasons.
Yes.
And because how else could you evaluate what you got? But I still think I'm with you. I'm with those people that agree that Cam has got such tremendous upside. I would not want to lose him in any kind of trade.
All right, man. It's Dukes and Bell. Hawks, you did hear this, I hope. But this happened yesterday, basically. Chris Dunn, is picking up his $5 million player option, which was a done deal, coming off the injury. So he is going to be back, but we knew that.
He was like our Speedy Claxton for 2021, Carl. never saw that dude in a anything but a suit.
Yeah, we knew that was going to happen with the price tag. Hey, appreciate all the input. Lots of guys chiming in on
did you actually say it was a done deal?
What?
Did you say it was a done deal? Well, where's the rim shot?
Yeah, Chris Dunn, done deal. We knew that was a done deal.
I'm looking for the rim shot. Where's the rim shot on that? I mean, you're going to be a punster. I want to hear a rim shot, dude. Come on, man.
For the folks who have chiming in on our conversation about the Olympics and Simone Biles and whatnot, appreciate you guys. We're just working through this. You know, we're talking about it, and everybody is giving her a lot of love for being courageous, for taking care of herself. That I can't dispute. Because part of the mental health part of this is you're not in your right headspace. You're not thinking about yourself. You're thinking about all the other things and the criticism. And so you push through. And a lot of times that's what gets you in trouble instead of doing the right thing, which is I can't compete. That's fine. But the things that we're talking about, and I said I wasn't raised like this. And a guy hit me up, Mike, before we get to NFL Blitz and says, what do you mean? If I was cleaning a toilet when I was growing up, my mom said, clean it again. You're mopping a room. Mop it again. Do the best job you possibly can. And guess what? Finish the job. That's what I mean. Now, that's not for everybody. And I can't speak to how you might have been brought up. But whatever it was I was tasked to do, not only was I going to do it to the best of my ability, but I was going to do it until we finished.
Right.
And for me, personally, because this is only me speaking, it's helped me in my life. I don't quit things. It's probably why I am where I am in this business. I didn't step away and go, I'm not going to make it.
Right.
So I can't tell you how it has affected other people, but I will tell you that being imposed upon me as a child really helped me not only in the world of sports and the things that I've come to love and have done in my life. But, Mike, that's just me. But that's not necessarily this generation, which is what you were talking about.
Right. And, again, God, believe me, guys, I get it on Twitter all the time. Old man shakes fist at cloud. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's the default setting. Oh, you're going to die on this hill. No, I mean, as you said, everybody's life journey is different. But the way – and social media just gets so polluted with this thing, and it gets sideways, and people immediately get into name-calling and everything else.
It's not real.
But, again, as you said, it's not, and again, how many times – I can't quit, Carl, because we have to promote the beer. It's our 401k. But, you know, as Carl said, I don't know the life story. I know as much as I can about Simone Biles because it's been out there. And it's, as we said, there's some real tragedy there. There's some real unbelievable turmoil in her life experience. But you guys don't know what my life experience is because I'm a white guy. I had to be rich and middle class or something in the burbs. You don't know what I grew up with. I mean,
you weren't rich in the suburbs?
Right. No. Well, I mean, I don't know. Mom had to sell the house because Dad was mortgaged to the hilt. So that didn't really go well. No, I mean, hey, why didn't I get braces? You know, my dad said, I figured you'd get a good job with a dental plan. You know what I mean? So this, I can't speak to, you know, the preconception is, as we said yesterday, a lot of this, especially from here locally in Atlanta, from folks, a white guy criticizing a black athlete. Well, I mean, we're talking sports, guys. It's sports, so that's part of it. But, I mean, you know, Carl and I, we've talked about this a million times. Carl's upbringing, lost my dad at a young age, you know, took care of my grandmother for a couple of years, put my career on hold because I was taught to see things through. And I just hate the fact when we talk about this, there's people out there that are so snarky that to talk about having some degree of and by the way, I'm a man-child. I don't run from it. I'm living my best of my life, having fun. But there are also parts of my life where I had discipline and I learned things, to Carl's point, which help you get through tougher moments. And to some people, that's a punchline to a joke, you know, as if somehow, you know, we were just like, our grandparents thought our parents are full of crap. Our parents thought we were full of crap. And now we think the younger generation is full of crap.
That's true.
Right. But there are elements now where good old fashioned hard work and discipline and all that stuff goes out the window because things are hard now. You can't do them. And I will never accept that. And if I lose listeners over that, so be it. I'll go freaking bartend in the Keys. Because I'm not going to tell people how I feel on the radio because I'm afraid about blowback on social media. Because that's not the way the world works.
It's Dukes and Bell. Let's get to an NFL Blitz!
Now a rim shot!
Dukes and Bell.
Chris has been on point with everything, and he was late on that one. Hey, man, let's talk about what's going on around the NFL. Mike, do you need a corner? Do you want a corner?
Yeah, I'll take a corner. I know Miami's got one.
They do, and he's one of the best corners in the league. If you didn't see this, he basically wrote the team a letter and talked about how he was felt unappreciated.
It's the fifth year. Now, again, if he was here in Atlanta, they would have given him a contract 3.5 years into his first deal. Everybody gets a contract on your fifth year. But, no, if you're not familiar with it, Xavien Howard, one of that. He's one of the guys that is making this one of the best young secondaries in the NFL. And, obviously, Coach Flores doesn't want to lose this guy. But this is a classic story we've seen the last 10 years. Guys ticked off that they're not getting the big contract going into their final year of their deal.
He has outperformed his current contract. There's no doubt about it. He said he's unhappy. He has requested a trade. His agent, David Cantor, he says, during this whole contract period, has never asked for a completely new contract. So he kind of laid things out for fans, which I thought was cool. But now you have a situation where you got a guy that's showing up who doesn't want to be there. He signed a 5-year, $75 million extension with the Dolphins in 2019. He has a fully guaranteed salary of $12 million this season. But his $15 million average per season, Mike, ranks sixth, trailing even his teammate, Byron Jones, who makes, on average, about $16.5 million. Now you go, well, what's that have to do with anything?
Get your hand out of Jones's pockets.
He's better. And everybody knows it. So his deal is like, not only do I have a teammate that on average is making more than I do, but I'm sixth highest when I just had 10 picks in the league. And so he goes in on this. Bottom line is, I would love to get him. I put it out there today. Have you thought about Atlanta? Come. But people are like, well, can we afford him? Here's the deal, guys. We have a lot of uncertainty right now in our secondary, and it's the one area I'm actually concerned about. The D-line and linebackers, I think our linebackers are going to be fine. We're going to get pressure with the front seven because, again, the stunts and the things that we're going to do and the way this 3-4 is made up. But I am concerned about the secondary. Outside of A.J. Terrell, Mike, I'm not sure who else I trust back there. I mean, we got a bunch of new faces.
Right.
Richie Grant is a rookie. I think he's going to be really good. But is he going to be good the first year?
Well, I mean, this goes back to the guy that has the impact, and you know you got it right? And Grant was a guy that I kept coming up time after time on those mock drafts. I think this guy's got swagger and attitude, and he's aggressive, and he may get burned, but I think that Coach Pease is going to use him all over the field the right way. And I'm excited about some of these new pieces we've added. Also coaching up the guys that we added last year, who even though they were like late-round draft picks, might actually have some hidden talent the other coaches couldn't get out of them. You know, I mean, look, there's guys out there. And we've talked. Was it Brian Oliver? Isaiah Oliver is a guy that. So now he's kind of hidden as a nickel because in the previous regime, if you put him out on the edge, he was going to get burned badly. So maybe he gets improvement with the new coaching staff. But you're right; it's not a great secondary aside of A.J. Terrell.
Let's hear from Eric Harris on what he brings to the defense. This is another new addition that came over. Remember, he was with the Raiders. Here's Eric Harris.
Just bringing leadership and my character within the locker room, knowing the field, communicating, making sure everybody, you know, is getting aligned, and you know, just having fun, man. Bringing the energy here, accountability here, and you know, just from OTAs, just looking in back when we are here, it was just it's a different feeling. So it's cool.
Now, Mike and I had on every brand new player pretty much to this Falcon football team, whether it was draft picks, whether it was guys like Eric Harris, who has a really cool story. All of these guys likable. All of them really cool. But as I always say, can they play?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know yet. That's where I'm at, Mike. I like what I'm hearing from Eric Harris. I like where he's been as far as bringing some experience to the secondary. Can he play? Speaking of play, let's hear from Jalen Mayfield, Mike, because you think this guy should start.
This guy at left guard, baby, right now.
Here's what he said about getting drafted because they asked him, were you nervous?
But like I was sitting there for a long time and once I heard my phone go off, I started, you know, shaking a little bit and got a little nervous.
Well, okay, you better not be nervous out there now.
Don't say that. I mean, you're blowing my argument, man. But this guy handled, Chase Young, Ohio State, Carl. I saw the tape.
He was only a sophomore.
And he was handled. Yes, he was.
All right. What did Mayfield say about freshman. His
He was a freshman Carl. Handling Chase Young.
Here's what he said about his versatility as far as the O-line.
You know, the better I play and inside or, you know, outside at tackle. I'm somebody who's very, you know, comfortable with change and really, you know, just excited to get started and ready to work.
Dude, he's so cool. He's got the Quiet Storm. He's got his own show right now.
It's a dope soundtrack.
I was going to say.
So that's Jalen Mayfield. We're talking about the Falcons here simply
because... By the way, am I going to jinx this guy? Because you know me, man. I get my pet projects on the Falcons. Matt Gono was one.
This kid, I think he's got the makeup. No, I don't think so.
But this is just one of those guys that I kept coming up on the mock drafts right where he got picked. And I just love the idea that for once in 15 years, I've actually got a guy that I had. But I just think he's young. There is some raw there that has to be coached up. But he's got the size and he's got the intangibles, Carl, that he could go from the guard and then eventually become a tackle, which is what he plays in college.
NFL Blitz brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Center. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Mike, Lamar Jackson tests positive for COVID. He's not practicing today. The reason has not been announced, but it is related to COVID. So his absence was noted by reporters today, and everybody's reporting that this is the situation. You said it on our text message. Here we go, right?
Right.
Here we go. Guys missing time, guys being out, and then you got guys in the league talking about, I don't want to get the shot. This is going to be a mess.
Right. Trace McSorley, the old Penn State quarterback, is a backup there. But again, I mean, it's we're still with the stigma of it. Like, oh, no, it's not a death sentence. It's we know what the rate of survivability is, especially for young men. But it is just something, if it's still going to be treated like this, does the NFL and do other leagues, or just, I don't know, I guess it would have to come from the CDC. Do you pivot and start saying that this is our new flu with a higher death rate?
Mike, the
not Delta, to be glib, but I mean...
Delta variant, though,
right,
is different.
Right, and these vaccinations that we've taken may not necessarily be effective as like we thought they were going to be.
All right, man, more on what's going on around the NFL with Bobby Hebert. We're going to go around our division starting today, just kind of talking about camps getting underway. Those Saints look completely different. No Drew Brees, but that's not all that's not there. Bobby Hebert next. We want to check in on everybody in this division. That includes our arch rival, the Saints. And nobody better to talk to than our buddy Bobby Hebert. And he joins us on the WadeForward.com hotline as camp gets underway. Bobby, this is a different team, man. No Drew Brees, no Emmanuel Sanders, no Trey Hendrickson, no Janoris Jenkins. There's a bunch of guys that have left this club, and now I'm looking at the Saints and I'm going, okay, how do they adjust? How are they adjusting heading into camp?
I don't know. When it rains, it pours. And then you got Michael Thomas. He's not going to be ready to roll. He'll probably miss for sure four, if not five games. Here's the NFL offensive, player of the year. Just, you look at that 2019 season. I think he's a little disgruntled. He waited to get surgery in June. He should have got that as soon as the season's over, January or February. So I still think he's kind of ticked off with Chauncey Gardner-Johnson with his butt in the locker room, and his feelings got hurt. But, there are a lot of problems. David Onyemata, who's the best defensive lineman, he's now out suspended for the first six games. Like you said, they don't have Janoris Jenkins, Jackrabbit. We don't know when Lattimore is going to get suspended. He's accused of the stolen gun of a felony. So he's never been in trouble before, so I would think that's at least two games. And the over and under in Vegas was 9.5. I said, I really think even without Drew Brees, they can be a 10-7 type team. I think now they'd win 10 games. Coach Payton might be coach of the year. This might be his greatest coaching job since him and Drew Brees came on board going back to 2006. So I'm looking at them. I think it dropped down to over and under to 9. I'm looking at, I don't know, I could see it. 8-9, 9-8, type season. 7 would be totally unacceptable with the Houdat Nation. But 8 wins, I don't think you're going to the playoffs. 9, you probably still have a chance. So,
right.
No one has won more games than the Saints the last 4 seasons. And now it's going from, like, basically the last couple of seasons, Super Bowl or bust. Now, man, we just hope we make the playoffs right now.
Well, Bobby's been on both sides of this. He's a legend with the Saints, and of course here with the Falcons. Joins us on the WadeFord.com hotline, and Bobby knows that there's Atlanta Falcon fans right now just grinning ear to ear, hearing about all the travails of the New Orleans Saints. So we always knew that Drew Brees at some point was going to shuffle off. So it just sounds like it's a hard sample size for Jameis Winston to see how good he can be when you got Traquan Smith, Deontay. You guys signed Chris Hogan, Bobby. Man, you guys got issues.
No, they're desperate. Listen, they're desperate. And I don't know if it's going to be a fair assessment of Jameis Winston. You know what might happen? that they're going to have to start Jameis Winston at quarterback. You know what I say? It's all a competition between Taysom Hill and Jameis Winston. When you take Taysom out of the lineup, he's a weapon that we need, you know, that you need on the field without having, you know, Michael Thomas. So I think Jameis Winston will be the guy, and then they'll utilize Taysom Hill more and line him up in all different spots and give him more snaps. Just as a football player, probably cut back on the special teams, you know, play, considering that even though he can block punts and go down a kickoff coverage and be amongst the top tacklers. No, it's right now, it's like kind of, Mike, when I look at it, it's kind of like what was me right now as far as the Saints fans and just getting ready to start training camp. And, you know, you always want to get off to a great start. And I don't know if I'm playing the Saints right now. You know what I'm doing?
What's that?
I'm not letting Alvin Kamara beat us. All I'm putting eight in the box. And if you could double team a receiver, play him in and out, short and long, wherever Alvin Kamara is, he's in the slot, whatever, I'm double teaming him, kick off the season. Or if he's in the backfield, I'm putting eight in the box, and I'm not letting him run over us. Because that's the guy that can beat you. So it'd be a lot of pressure on these other receivers to get over, because I can see them having one-on-one coverage. But the one thing the Saints got still going for them is that I think arguably – it's in the conversation they have the best offensive line. I know they're definitely the best duo tackles, and McCoy's solid at center. But I think their offensive line, that stability, that's why I don't see them going like 6-11 or even, 7-10 type season.
Well, one guy that I have always respected, and he's still that dude, is Cam Jordan. He leads that defense. Let's talk about the defensive side of football and – it's been one of the better defenses here in the last few years, but what will it look like now? Jordan's back, but what concerns you about that Saints defense?
Everything. they don't have any depth. We didn't even start training. They don't have any depth on the defensive line. David and Yamada out for the first six games. You know, Sheldon Rankins is now with the Jets. Malcolm Brown was a big part of them having a 1-2-3 defense. He's now with the Jaguars. No, they're counting on Shy Tuttle. People, unless you know the SEC, people say, who the hell is Shy Tuttle? You know, he's a free agent out of Tennessee. That's who they're counting on. So Cam Jordan's there. Trey Henderson took the big bucks. He's now with the Bengals. Marcus Davenport, the one that has to you-know-what to get off the pot. I mean, he has to compliment Cam Jordan on the opposite side. But all of a sudden, cornerback was like a strength when you had Jack Rabbit and Lattimore. Mm-hmm. And then Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. Now, he's a dog. That's what we want. We need more dogs around here with Chauncey Gardner. No, he's one of those hybrid players that he would make every team in the NFL and start. And he knows how to pick a fight where, he'll get in the opponent's head, then they're swinging at him. And he said, what are you talking about? We're playing football. But nah, Marcus Williams, they franchise tag him at safety. They just don't have the depth, the defensive-wise. And just kind of snake bit. I mean, even you look at DeMario Davis. DeMario Davis is a stud, and a guy they were counting on was doing unbelievable. Came over from LSU, remember, Tampa Bay, the 49ers. Kwon Alexander
right. Can
run sideline to sideline. Then he blows out his Achilles. So now they're counting on, like, Zach Bond. They just drafted, Warner. But they don't know if those guys could play. No, I'm telling you, it's not like it's been the last four seasons. Everybody was like, Super Bowl or bust. Right now, I think they're just hoping to be a playoff team.
Wow. Man, Carl, sure sounds like we got to hit Pat O'Brien's and Tropical Isle. We got to get a hurricane and a hand grenade if you're a Saints fan right now. Wow. Bobby Hebert is with us here, guys, on the WadeFor.com hotline. All right, Bobby, let's pivot over to LSU. What is the vibe over there on the bayou about Oklahoma and Texas now running into your neighborhood?
Hey, the rich get richer, and the Bayou Boys are here. We're just glad we're part of it. And, the LSU Tigers could be one of those top dogs. And I look at it, whether you're a Georgia Bulldog fan, an LSU fan, I mean, come on. What would you rather watch? You'd rather watch, like, Vanderbilt versus Georgia? No, that'll come about. But, boy, what about those Georgia-Texas regular season games? Georgia-Oklahoma or LSU-Texas? I mean, I just think you have the haves and the have-nots. It's just the way it is. And so the only one against it is the Aggies. but they've been in the SEC, right. and they've had it made in Texas for the last 10 years. But listen, it's a shame that, and I laugh at it all the time. There's a lot of Texas people in Louisiana Longhorns. They got so much damn money and they ain't won anything. It's a shame that Texas hasn't had more success with all the resources they have. And Texas A&M has a lot of resources, but I mean, I just think it's going to be more must-see TV. I think it's better for the fans, the quality of football that you see when you add Texas and Oklahoma to the SEC.
Bobby, can you real quick, what is Marcus Davenport's issue? Because I've been on this from the jump. I was shocked that you guys gave up what you gave up to get him. I know from a physical standpoint, he looks the part. But what is it about him that's not getting it done?
He gets hurt too damn much. He can play. I mean, the thing is with Marcus Davenport, you know, it's like, let's say you have a high-performance car, like a Lamborghini, Ferrari or something. Mm-hmm. Boy, this thing, man, this is awesome. Well, you can see the ability of the car. You see that potential. I don't know, got a bad spark plug. He's out. No, he got a hang there. I mean, he has stuff to me that, you know, some players could play through. There's somewhere between being hurt and injured. You know, like Cam Jordan. Cam Jordan plays 90-some percent of the snaps. He's unbelievable. He never gets hurt. I don't know. Davenport just had bad luck, and he's not confident. He's not, you know, 100%. It's like he don't want to be out there. I know he's been snake bit, and what they gave up, no, they count on him big time. And it would have been worth all what they gave up if he'd have had the Trey Hendrickson type of year last year. Trey Hendrickson, the one that got it done. Now it's up to Davenport to step up. You know, a lot of people don't realize that, Trey Hendrickson, there's only one player that had more sacks than him last year, if I can recall right, T.J. Watt with the Steelers. Trey Hendrickson, that's why he got that big payday. That's what they're hoping Davenport could do. And I think it's going to hurt the Saints where they're at right now, their run defense. Losing, they got over the Patriots, Malcolm Brown, and when Sheldon Rankins, you know, he was snake bit with injuries also. But and then David Onyemata, look, he didn't even know where to line up, how to get in a stance. He's from Africa. He's in Canada. First time he even heard of American football to play, he's like 17 years old. So a lot of upside with him, but and he's gotten in trouble a couple of times off the field. But he's a good guy, and I think eventually when he got in trouble, you know, last time somebody mailed him some weed, and I don't know if that was too smart for him to be involved in that. But it'll come a day where that won't even matter.
Right.
Better to smoke pot and handle issues that you're dealing with than taking a bunch of opioids.
Right. Hey, right. Bobby, real quick before we let you go, I want to get back to LSU for a second. By the way, I think there's Falcon fans. Carl, we may have to play this interview three times this week to cheer
it's
up
great.
Some Falcon fans. Bobby's Hey Bears with us here, guys. What about Coach O and the quarterbacks? Who's going to win the starting quarterback job for LSU? How many games are they going to win? Because obviously, I mean, the upset of Florida was great, but it was a tough year for the Tigers last year.
Yeah, that it's unacceptable. You got to get, I don't know, double-digit wins, but you got to win at least 9. Then, you know, you strengthened SEC. You can't even be near 500. Looking at the quarterback position, I just did an autograph session. There's a big, like, convention in Washington, D.C., and talking with Brad Johnson. You know, his son came in there, boy, a true freshman, did an outstanding job, Max Johnson at the end. So, they're going to have a go-for competition. I can see by the middle of August for sure, I'd say 10 days probably, yeah, before the first game against UCLA in the Rose Bowl, that they'll name a starter. I think Miles Brennan would have the edge, but he's got to really show, you know, coming back in August and camp to kick off the season that he did beat him out. And the one thing Coach O and I talked, and this is fair because all the players see the film, you just grade the players on every practice and every drill and who's winning those practices. Well, that's who wins the starting job. Now, you know, you want to have depth because if somebody gets hurt. But, Coach O's not showing any favoritism. No, Miles Brennan actually dates my niece. Going out for a couple of years now. My youngest brother, Billy, who played at Nicholls State, played for the Calgary Stampeders with his second daughter. And Miles, they're pretty tight. They've been going out for a couple of years. But they say, what does Coach O say about Miles? He says, well, I mean, it doesn't matter if it's kind of like family dealing with me. You got to win the job. Hey, it's what you do on the field. And that's going to be a big key. I think Coach O knows that they got to, you know, win in the trenches and get better on the offensive defensive line. I think he's out to us. We got the defensive line. offense, they are right if no one gets hurt, but they don't have much depth there. And LSU is always going to have skill players. I think they might have the best duo corners in all college football. When you look at what those cats could do. So, no, they're expecting big things around here. I'd say the fans maybe are more optimistic right now with LSU than with even the Saints, even though it was just because, you know, the Saints been snake bit. Who they lost in free agency, who they gained, who's hurt, who's suspended. And Drew Brees is out there, the Messiah. So, you know, they're a little concerned with that. But I think LSU has to win at least 9 games or Coach O can be in the hot seat.
Bobby, it's great to talk with you, man. We appreciate your time, your honesty as always. We look forward to the season, and I know you do too. We'll talk soon, man. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for having me. Yeah, it's so damn hot right now in Louisiana. I've got to go and practice like the heat index. I'm like standing around and I'm losing 7 pounds. I'm like, I can't do anything.
All right, take care, Bobby. He's the best, man.
He is, man. Let's give you a chance to win right now. You've been listening? Well, you want to go see the Rolling Stones No Filter 2021 North American Tour brought to you by AEG Presents and Concerts West. Caller 9 right now, 404-741-0929. That's 0929. You're going to go see the Rolling Stones November 11th at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Tickets on sale now. Mike and I have been giving you a chance to win all week long. We'll continue to do it. Caller 9 right now wins.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Congratulations to William Chapman of Sonoya. He's going to see the Rolling Stones. We'll give you an opportunity to win more tickets throughout
Sonoya.
The course of the week.
Another Southside guy. I got 2 guys I can carpool with to see the show now.
Southside?
How about that?
Hey, keep listening. Your
That's
chance
where
to win.
Walking Dead gets made. They do a lot of stuff over there.
Yeah, man. They got the big studios down there and everything. Big shout out to Bobby Hebert. If you missed that interview, he gives you reason to believe Saints aren't going to be that good. And that's not us talking. That's not Mike and us talking jive. That's Bobby Hebert saying, look at all the issues we're dealing with. Very insightful stuff. We'll play that again for you later in the show. Let's get to Yeah Man, No Man. All right, Bo, what is going on this Wednesday?
Man, it's beautiful outside other than the fact that it's really hot. And I'm going to have a conversation with Bobby Hebert the next time he comes on and say, Bobby, you can't eat into my segment. Can't get long-winded. Come on now.
But it was gold. And again, it's fantastic to hear that there's so much disarray and disappointment right now in the Crescent City.
Don't you
love when Bobby's talking about something and then he kind of goes into what that person is thinking?
Yes.
And then starts talking for that person.
Yeah.
I love that Squid's ego is so big he thinks the people would rather hear from him than Bobby Hebert.
Wow.
I don't know Shots why you're talking fired. On my segment. Shots so just turn your mic off and why don't you grease the wheels on your bicycle, all right? Just leave me alone. Speaking of guys who like to talk, and in the area that Bobby is in, it's a little bit, I think, maybe north is the Baton Rouge. And Mike, you can correct me if I'm wrong. I'm sure you will. Ed Orgeron was speaking to the Rotary Club down there today, and he made a joke about the NIL. He says, we're paying players now, name, image, and likeness. So if you guys want to start paying our players, you can go ahead, exclamation point.
Oh, snap. I mean, again, through endorsements and stuff, not in envelopes, right, Coach O?
Well, an attendee asked about wanting to give the player a deal, and he goes, well, if you want to give our players money legally, do it. We would like that done. Other schools are doing it and bragging about it.
Whoa! Alabama!
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's Saban's world, but, you know, Coach O had a sublime season, Carl, 2 years ago. But, you know, got to get back on that mountaintop. Or do you look at LSU like Auburn does? Oh, they'll get one championship for every seven Alabama titles.
Yeah, the difference is, though, they've had the talent. They just didn't have the quarterback. And the year they had the quarterback, right, now he's, you know, in the NFL. And that's the position. Listen, the quarterback in college football now, this is why we've been upset with Kirby, at least Mike and I. The quarterback in college football is as important,
right,
as your quarterback in the NFL. It used to be, oh, we can throw anybody out there. Oh, he's an athlete. He can play the position. Oh, he played running back in high school. That's gone. That's gone. The quarterback position is as important as it is in the NFL, and if you don't have that pipeline to the next guy, to the next guy, to the next guy, I don't care how good your defense is, how many athletes you have on the field, your team's not going to be any good.
You think he kind of crossed the line at first when he was
– Absolutely.
Yeah, we're paying players.
Well, I mean, it is, after all, Louisiana. I mean, nobody's even talking about that Title IX second investigation that's going down. Everything kind of gets swept under the rug. We've always kind of assumed they marched to the beat of their own drummer anyway out there, man.
Mike, they've been paying players for years. Come on.
Well, Pollock always had a great line. You just mentioned how they got the talent. David Pollock always said when they played LSU, it was like the Steelers getting off the bus. I mean, because everybody looked like they're ready for the NFL. But you're right. Without the quarterback, you're just a team that's putting guys in the NFL.
All right. Well, we've talked a lot about the Olympics the last 24 hours on this show. Well, one of the things that no one's talking about is in judo, a German judo star has had to defend her pre-match ritual where I think her name is Martina Trejados, something like that. Mm-hmm. Her coach grabs her by the jacket and then slaps her twice. And the audio's tough to hear, but you can hear her, you know, it's like that, and so basically slapped her twice, and people have gone to, imagine this, social media.
Been
all up in arms. One person said, you know, I don't know the context, but I would like to slap him around. And it's what Carol Dunn tweeted, whoever Carol Dunn is. I don't, nobody really cares. So anyways, so she's had to come out and say, guys, don't be upset. This is our ritual. I ask him to do this. Now, it didn't help her. She went out and lost her match. But should she be having to defend this ritual?
No, if that's what she does. I mean, some people do smelling salts. Some people like to get smacked in the face, Carl. I guess it's all relative. I mean, it works for her. And can't we respect what she wants to do, Carl, before her match?
I mean, so she likes it aggressively. What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? Come on.
Well,
I mean,
she like do what now?
She likes it aggressively.
You know, it's all these stupid sports that are so dopey I can give a crap about. I watch this stuff today. I'm watching dressage right now. I'm watching a horse prance around and dance. Carl, there's a sport we can all relate to. How many guys, I mean, and
yeah,
by the way.
I grew up that way.
And by the way, Squid, to Squidbilly's point about like Twitter, the worst thing about Twitter is you also have people who have no sense of tongue-in-cheek. I posted a picture of a guy riding the horse. I said, well, there's a sport we can all relate to. Who doesn't have to worry about paying for their horse's oats? And like, who can afford a horse? It was a joke, you moron. That's what I'm talking about. A sport that goes back to the 1700s has no place in the Olympics in 2021. Rich blank holes on horses no one gives a crap about, other than rich blank holes who own horses.
Yeah. This is why you never, ever have a serious conversation with anyone of importance to you through text message. You can never tell the context.
And Carl, you know me, I'm an animal lover. Why doesn't the horse get a medal in this sport? They give the jerk wearing the goofy outfit the medal, but shouldn't they have a giant medal, maybe made of, I don't know, carrots that he could eat or something, or she?
The horses look amazing, by the way.
I love how you said "or she."
I don't want to be accused of sexist animal takes.
But to your point, this is one of the Olympic events. You're absolutely right. No, Bo, listen. If you want to be slapped in the face before your event, man or woman, that's your business. I mean, I can't be mad about that. And people, and to Mike's point, people shouldn't be upset because if she's allowing it to happen. And this is what she wants. God, this sounds sexist. Then it should happen.
But should she have rolled out like a designated female Face slapper?
No, that's her go-to guy right there.
No, she needs a man to slap. Okay, I'm going to shut up.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to shut up.
Stop.
I'm going to shut up. Well, that's her coach. No. It's her coach. Oh,
hold on now. If he's going Ike Turner on her, that's a whole – she just got
– What? Really? Her coach does this. It's not like some random out of the audience. Hey, I need you, mister, to come over here and smack her twice.
How would you like to come down here and slap this competitor to get her fired up?
She needs him. All right.
Oh, goodness.
There we go. Hey, Chris hit my music because he wants us to get out. By the way, sad news. Top bassist Dusty Hill has passed away.
Yeah, man. He of the long beards, for guys who don't know anything about ZZ Top. He's been with the band since its inception. Just a sweet dude. And, we'll talk about it in Guy Talk because that was a band that had some unbelievable hits, Carl. It was like, you know, there some of their songs are the soundtrack to every action movie that's ever come out.
H-Town. Yeah, man.
Right.
That's sad news. I had not seen that today. Yeah, and I had a chance to be around Dusty Hill a couple of different times at events. Wow. All right. How old was he? 72?
72.
All right, man. We'll get more into that in Guy Talk. Coming up, though, we got a couple of interviews on the way. You don't want to miss. Connor Riley talking about the SEC expansion and more. Nick Green's going to join us in about 25 minutes to talk some Braves. Stay right there. It's Dukes and Bell.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.